Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, busy week in Harrisburg. The House is back in voting session, and I understand that there was legislation voted on this week that will be real good news for some of those volunteer organizations and some of those clubs that depend on small games of chance. What's going on here?
Absolutely. You know, I'm so proud of the new leadership team that we have here. We've accomplished so much here in Harrisburg, and we're not letting them stop. We're going to keep pushing on our leadership to keep doing more things. Right now, there's a bill coming through the legislature that is a small games of chance bill. And the importance of this is a lot of our local volunteer organizations depend on small games of chance. So this is vital and important to people in Berks County and in Lehigh County.
And what this bill will do is it'll actually increase some of the payouts that they can give for some of the games they run?
Right. Whether you're for gambling in general or against it, these are things that these organizations do. These organizations, churches, volunteer fire companies, ambulance corps, they're the heart and soul of the 187th District. And it's important that this is their way, instead of taxes for a paid fire department, paid ambulance like that, this is their way to do the good that they do in our community. So it's set up that way, and the law currently says that there's a limit on the prizes that can be given out. So people don't participate as much, maybe, because those limits are now much smaller than when the law was put into place.
There's also been a lot of talk about Marcellus Shale gas and how to get money to the places that are affected, how to assess some kind of fee on the industry. There was legislation passed by the House, the Senate. They didn't quite match up. What's going on?
Well, what they do now is they're in the planning stages, and eventually we'll get to what's known as a conference committee, and that committee will come to a conclusion of how do you reconcile two different pieces of legislation. The components are all very similar, and they sit down and they say, where should this be? What should the impact fee be? Either way, whichever way we come out with this is important to protect the environment and make sure that we protect everything, our water supply, our environment, the beautiful Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but also what we implemented in this is a local impact fee. A lot of the impact of this happens at the municipality. There's not a lot of drilling in the 187th District. There may be some, but not as much in other parts of the Commonwealth. So this is a great example where I had to work with my colleagues, learn what their concerns were so that we could vote on and pass what we thought was the best thing. Pushing the dollars that are coming from this back out into the communities rather than coming to Harrisburg is the victory that we'll have. Right before you get to creating a conference committee is a planning session where members of the House of Representatives and members of the Senate and also members of the governor's staff will sit down and come to what can we all agree on? You know, what's important to you? What's important to me? And it's three components, three entities. That planning session will try to boil down to where we need to go. Then we'll form a conference committee, which will be made up of Senate people and House people, because we're working on the legislative product that goes to the governor. We'll work on that in a conference committee. They're appointed by the leadership, and they hammer out what the final legislation is. And then that legislation is presented to the House and to the Senate, and hopefully by that time they've figured out what can pass both houses. Doesn't always work that way, but that's still the best system I know to resolve these types of situations.
And last but not least, we're going into the budget season. Governor's going to be delivering his budget address quite soon, and I understand that you've been appointed to one of the committees that's most deeply involved in this.
Right. I'm extremely proud to become a member of the Appropriations Committee. It's a task that you don't take on lightly. It requires you to spend more days in Harrisburg going over the budget with a fine-tooth comb. I thought it was important to be on the Appropriations Committee if the opportunity availed itself. It has. I will be out here going through the hearings almost line by line of each budget item and asking the questions for people in the 187th District. The important thing for the people to know is contact me. If you know something about Pennsylvania's budget that you think is important, make sure you give me a call, send me an email, whichever is easiest to you, and let me know where we can make things better.
And if people do need to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
It's really simple. You pick up the phone and you call my office at 610-760-7082, or you can email me at gday@pahousegop.com.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for another Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.